got out that we were catching fish, it was really a jump in the ticket sales.
25 kings caught in the first half of a local salmon derby. The winning fish probably still swimming. And recognized authors gather in Skagway this week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute Cultural Center, to be built in downtown Juneau, will be named for the Reverend Dr. Walter Soboloff. Institute President Rosita Worrell made the announcement Saturday during memorial services for Soboloff, who died May 22nd at his home in Juneau. He was 102 years old and active until his death. Worrell said the Tlingit Presbyterian minister has helped lead the Cultural Institute since its formation 30 years ago.
It is only fitting that the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, SHI Center, be named after this great and honorable and noble man, Dr. Walter Soboloff.
Fundraising is underway for the Southeast Alaska Native Cultural and Visitors Center to be built adjacent to Sea Alaska Corporate Headquarters. Dr. Soboloff was a member of the Institute's Council of Traditional Scholars, as well as a trustee and board chairman. He was active up until his death, chairing a board meeting earlier this month. More than 500 people from across the state attended memorials on Saturday in honor of Dr. Soboloff. Twenty-five Chinooks are in so far in this year's ongoing Haynes King Salmon Derby, with the beefiest weighing in at 32.4 pounds.
We had a great derby weekend. The first day we had 10 fish turned in, second day we had 10 fish turned in, and then yesterday it was 5 fish. I think the heat got them yesterday is why they weren't biting as well, but it was a lot better than we anticipated for sure.
Kim Larson's helping organize the derby now in its 33rd year. The event kicked off Saturday morning and ran through Memorial Day with a hiatus during the week. It picks back up this weekend for 2 final days.
I think everybody was having a great time. There was whales. People were seeing bears on the other side. We had a moose right there by the cannery walking back and forth along the water. I think everybody got suntan. Burnt, I should say. You know, and just a little breeze kept the bugs away.
The total as it stands is a few more than this time last year. Most of those caught so far this year are males from the Chilkat side, a few of them white kings.
Just with the run being so slow and, you know, nobody really catching any fish in the month of May, we were very, very happy with what we got. And hopefully we'll continue for the, you know, next weekend as well.
Dave Parks is winning so far with a 32.65 pound fish. That weighs in at slightly less than last year's winning 33.4 pounder.
Like the first top five is Dave Parks, Tyrell Horton, then Tammy Piper, then Steve Parks, which is Dave's brother fishing here from Salt Lake City, and then Tony DeWitt, and then Robert Piper.
76 season tickets were already sold, and 42 day tickets were sold over the long weekend. That's better than this time last year, says Larson. By the end of last year's derby, 225 anglers had participated in the event.
It seemed like the first day, you know, the fishing, I didn't know how many people were actually out there fishing, but the word got out that we were catching fish. There was really a jump in the ticket sales at a couple of the stores on Saturday. Sunday, I noticed.
The Derby's top prize is valued at $2,211 this year, with prizes offered for the top 20 fish and various other fish, like the smallest legal Chinook caught, oldest fisherman with a king, and the last king entered in the Derby.
And the fish, you know, Dijon's very happy with the fish. It's good quality. He just wants us to get more fish for him, so that's what we're going to try to do next weekend. Hopefully it's another good weekend, and we can shoot for over 50. That's my goal.
Fishermen must have fishing licenses and derby tickets to be in the derby. There must be at least 2 derby participants on board each boat. All rules are in the derby pamphlets located around town.
And one thing we'd like to, just to, for people to remember is that when they're inside the harbor area there, when they pass the point coming into Litnikoff Cove there, they need to slow down. The wake is really big, and that's one way you can get disqualified from the derby if you come into the dock too fast. Not supposed to be any wake.
The 33rd annual Haynes King Salmon Derby picks back up at 8 a.m. Saturday, June 4th, and closes at 6 p.m. Sunday, June 5th. Derby tickets and more information are at Haynes area sports shops.
Other than that, I think everybody seems to be doing great, and, you know, it's so nice to see people just smiling because the weather is so nice finally for a derby, and, you know, it's flat calm out there. and just, yeah, watch people reel in fish right there in the Derby.
And the winning king is likely still swimming around out there with last year's winning weight, the lowest in Derby history, still unmatched. Last year's Derby winner, Tony DeWitt, is just one of the anglers hoping to top 2010's number. Again, Kim Larson.
Tony caught another one right in the same spot she caught her one last year in, so that was kind of fun. I was on the boat with them when she caught that. That was fun. It fought hard. It was a hard-fighting fish, and you know, everyone at the dock was watching us, and it was kind of funny. I was just being there on the boat with them. It's just great.
Howard Bloom has written for Vanity Fair, The Atlantic, Harper's, Rolling Stone, and The New York Times. And he's really fascinated with one of Skagway's best-known stories. That's part of the reason why he's the keynote speaker for Skagway's second annual Northwards Writers Symposium, taking place this week.
Well, you know, we have Howard coming, right, who just wrote The Floor of Heaven.
Skagway Tourism Director Buckwheat Donahue is a fan of the book, which was sitting on his desk as we talked about this year's symposium, running from June 1st through 4th and open for registration.
And it's a story about Charlie Siringo, one heck of a detective back in the late 1890s. It's about Soapy Smith. It's about Carmax, who discovered gold in the Klondike. And it happens in Skagway and the Yukon Territory, and it's a great little mystery novel.
Howard Bloom was a guest on APRN's Talk of Alaska earlier this month when he talked about his Soapy novel.
He had run out of places where he could be in the United States, or the lower states. You know, Denver didn't want him, Washington State didn't want him. So all that's left is he goes to the Yukon, and they figure this is going to be his last stand. He goes to Skagway, Alaska. And again, he's doing all sorts of scams. He puts together this gang of 300 people, and they're running the bars. They're running the brothels. They're selling phony deeds to mine. But he's also very ingenious. When the people got off the boats in Skagway, the first thing you want to do is send a telegram to your loved ones, tell them you've arrived safely. And so you go to a telegraph operator who works for Soapy, you pay him $5, and you send off your telegram. The next day you pay him another $5, and you get your response from your loved ones telling them that they're glad you arrived or whatever. The problem was there were no telegraph lines in Skagway for another decade.
Right.
Soapy was just taking the money, and nothing was being sent or received.
The Northwards Writers Symposium began last year with support from the Convention and Visitors Bureau and the municipality of Skagway.
The mayor and the city council, they were quick to grasp the positive sides of this. Mm-hmm. And I guess everybody on city council likes to read. That's the goal here is, you know, we want to promote reading. We want to promote writing.
It brings writers in film, fiction, mystery, history, poetry, and magazine together with aspiring writers to discuss items like how to get published and how to write poetry.
Seth Kantner is an author from Kotzebue, right? He's coming down. He's very, very acclaimed. We have John Straley out of Sitka. He's a mystery writer. And, of course, we have Heather Lindy this year. From Haynes, right? We'd invited her last year, but because of her new book tour, she was unable to make it. We have Dave Hunsaker, who is a screenwriter, and from Juneau, actually. And but he also spends a lot of his time in Southern California making sure the movies get made and things like that. We have Peggy Schumacher, the writer laureate of the state of Alaska. She was here last year, and now she's a big wig, and so we just kind of lucked out, right? You know, because she liked us and what we were doing last year, and so she agreed to come back this year, so she's coming back.
Registration is still open for the symposium, which offers panels that explore topics like character building, editing, weaving storylines, humor in writing, publishing, and history writing.
We have about three times as much interest this year. And thanks to the benevolence of the municipality, we don't have to charge as much this year. And so if people just want to come to one of the sessions, they can. You can go to our website, northwordswriterssymposium.com, and check out the schedule.
But the event is also about having a good time in Skagway and nearby.
We're doing the White Pass and Yukon route trip up to Bennett. We're going to have some riding classes on board the train and at Bennett Station, and then we're going on up to Carcross and then coming back. And on Saturday afternoon, we're going to go out to Dyea. Jeff Brady has some property out there. And there's going to be some musical entertainment. And also Jan Rittmore is offering us a trip on Saturday afternoon as well over to Burrow Creek across the canal. And this is for people that have signed up for the event, as well as, you know, we're taking care of just about every meal.
The Writers Symposium was originally going to happen in Dawson this year, but Skagway support allowed it to happen again in the Gateway of the Klondike.
And next year it's going to be in Denali National Park, just south of Fairbanks. And so, you know, hopefully this is going to have some legs on it, and every other year it'll be come back to Skagway.
A full schedule and registration is at northwordswriterssymposium.com. The event runs June 1st through 4th in Skagway. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. You can catch your KHNS local news anytime you want online at khns.org.